average.
Okay, Yankee, let's go.
We're joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Matt Smith. He used a 6.866 at 195.39 miles per hour yesterday to get the number one and hold on again today. Obviously, half the data for your team, half the data for everyone else in the field. How much trickier does that make prep for tomorrow?
It really doesn't. I think tomorrow, hopefully, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good for everybody. So we shouldn't have to battle what we did today. We were on a very good pass this morning. We were 1/100 and a half faster than 60 foot on our run this morning, and the chain broke. The master link broke, and as soon as I put it in second gear, so tore up a little bit of stuff, sprockets and so forth. But we had everything fixed, ready to make the run here, and then the rain came again. So, but all in all, my guys are they're awesome. I mean, we pulled a bike out. We wasn't planning on running this bike this year, and we pulled it out at Charlotte when all that stuff happened, and it's been a top three bike every race we've been at, and we've won a race, so I can't say enough to my guys, because we didn't expect to have to run this thing this year, and it's pretty good, there's not a lot more I can say, and I just got to thank the people that stepped up when I lost my deal at the beginning of riding that other bike. Was Lucas Oil stepped up, Benzo stepped up, Mark Stocksay at the Elite Performance, all of them guys stepped up for me to be able to run right now. And, we're getting by, but, we still need a major deal. And hopefully somebody will step up and give us a shot.
And obviously, how much confidence does this give you, having a win this year and now a number one qualifier, especially in terms of looking for that sponsorship?
Yeah, I mean, I really thought that after we won Chicago and just dominated Chicago, we were lowered around every round on Sunday, The phones rang, but we couldn't lock down nothing, So hopefully people will see that we're serious about this, and my name is Smith, so everybody should know that I'm pretty serious about this stuff, and hopefully something will come up, and we'll continue, but we'll just see.
Does the new track surface make any difference whatsoever for a Pro Stock motorcycle?
Yes. Pro Stock motorcycle is probably one of the most critical about having bumps on a track. We are a solid suspension on the rear of the bike, so the only give we have is the sidewall of the tire, and that's not a lot on the motorcycle. We have front shocks on it, but that really doesn't do a lot. It upsets the bike more when you hit the bump, and it upsets the back of the bike because there's such a short wheelbase. So having a smooth track is really, really awesome. The only problem is what I saw out here was the rubber was trying to come up because of all this rain. We wouldn't have that problem if it was, not raining. But hats off to Norwalk and the Safety Safari and NHRA for keeping the track prepared as good as it is, because, I know it's tough with the rain like this.
Do